At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hopefully you're all having a glorious case of the Fridays, which is opposite of the case of the Mondays. All right, so I heard the ad advertising early break this morning and songs that they despise. One song immediately popped into my head. Not only is the song itself annoying, and I heard it once, that would have been enough, but I got 6 kids, but I got 4 who played it over and over and over and over and over. Baby Shark. I mean, good Lord. I mean, hearing that thing once was enough to make me never want to hear it again. And then I heard it no less than about 8 billion times, rounding down with that. Baby Shark, that's the one I can't stand. All right, shout out to Nebraska baseball real quick. They got a 28-15 record, okay? 10-5 in the Big Ten. They did get swept by Creighton. I look forward to the day when we stomp a mud hole in Creighton and walk it dry. Not just in baseball, but in basketball. They aren't even good enough to have football. But Nebraska baseball, here's why I'm bringing them up, other than just to shout them out in general. I'll get to Nebraska softball here in a second. They beat Kansas State 8-0 on Wednesday night in Jax Brockett. Congratulations. Through the first no-hitter for Husker baseball since 1954. Think about that. Holy smokes. 70 years, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so that was pretty cool. First no-hitter since 1954. All right, Nebraska softball shout out as well, 27-21 on this season. They're having a pretty solid season so far, even without Jordy Ball. They got some good players with or without her. Look forward to having Jordy back next year. All right, real quick, before we chat about Coach Prime's insanity, as always, you can check out the Carriker Chronicles at CarrikerChronicles.com. Also, check it out on the Tube of View, the Carriker Chronicles YouTube show. Check out 93.7 The Ticket. Go to theticket.com. They're on YouTube. They're on podcast platforms. They're on TV. They're everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss out. All right. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. And if you're sick of hearing Deion, you don't have to listen. You can turn the station. Don't turn the station. Just turn it down. Then turn it back up when I'm done talking, because I don't want you to turn away. But here we go. Deion Sanders and his son, Shadur, if you hadn't heard, come out from that rock you've been living under. But they may be public enemies number 1 and 2 at this point, but they aren't backing down. You got to give them credit for that. But the father-son duo doubled down on their feelings toward a former Colorado football player, okay, after being critiqued on social media recently. Now, The Athletic published a story on Monday, okay, April 29th, describing how Coach Prime handled certain players on the Colorado football team. Okay, one particular former player, Xavier Smith, claimed that he was brought to tears over the fact that the greatest cornerback of all time, an NFL legend, never tried to get to know him. And instead of being a compassionate coach, he was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. I had two reactions to this. One was in defense of Prime. One was in defense of Xavier here. So first and foremost, I've had coaches who couldn't care less about you. I've had coaches who would walk right by you in the hallway and not look at you, let alone say hi, let alone engage, let alone act like they give 2 cents to this side of a monkey's rear end about you. I had those guys. If that's how Coach Prime is, that sucks. You got to do better. That being said, I never once went public with that information. Okay, it's probably the first time I've ever talked about it, and it's simply because of this situation, article, whatever you want to call this, that I've been looking at this morning for the show. And it's just like, well, don't whine about it. Do something about it. Earn playing time. Get on the field. Now, here's the other part to this. Okay, in Xavier's defense, Prime basically said you need to get in the portal after spring. Now, I never had a coach tell me that, mostly because the transfer portal didn't exist back then. I'd like to think I was also good enough to at least be kept on the roster, okay, even if I wasn't playing my best at times, especially when I was a younger guy, trying to find that consistency, which is so hard to find. Okay, now, Shadur, it's interesting. because this isn't just a player sticking up for his coach. This is a son sticking up for his dad. Shadur took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to defend his father and, in a way, kind of belittle Smith's talent in the process. And I quote, "I don't even remember him, TBH." He wrote, "Bro had to be very mid at best," end quote, which kind of opened the floodgates for other players to get involved, other fans. My Lord, what was it, 15 million reactions or views to that tweet within just a few hours? Okay. Now, other people did join in. All right. Colorado wide receiver Khalil Mathis shared footage of himself outperforming Xavier Smith during practice last spring. Now, this was interesting because Xavier Smith's teammate, Austin Peay teammate, Jaheim Ward, defending him by reminding Mathis that he only had 38 yards receiving last year. This led to a podcast host sharing Ward's career statistics, which were just 36 tackles over the last three seasons. Coach Prime's obviously got to get on this, one of the greatest trash talkers of all time. Whether you like it or not, Coach Deion Sanders shared his reaction to the underwhelming stats, writing, "Lord Jesus." Ward decided to basically, "Lord Jesus" was what he was saying. He also kind of went on to talk about how Shadur was going to be a top five pick, things of that nature. You know, just that tweet in itself I found interesting. Number one, I mean, that can be a lot of pressure to put on somebody, let alone a father to a son, let alone NFL Hall of Famer, all-time great to his son. Okay, to project something like that before you've even taken a rep in a season practice yet, while that is the expectation and everyone knows that, I don't know if that's the best way to go about it. Okay, now elsewhere on social media, social media was not fond of Coach Prime talking down on a player, and there were several negative tweets that were sent his way. Okay, I will give him this, man. Shadur and Deion, either they love the limelight so much that they don't care, or they've got some of the thickest skin you've ever seen, because they were not swayed. Even when someone pointed out that the Buffaloes had a 4-8 record last year and tried to insult Shadur, okay, because this is what Deion wrote. He goes, "He will be a top five pick." All right, Sanders wrote, "Where's your son going?" And he goes, "LOL, I got time today." First of all, when does a college football coach ever have time? And then Jaheim Ward responded with, "Damn, it's crazy. I got more pass deflections than your son." He puts up Shiloh Sanders' stats. Okay, so here's the deal. If you're Colorado, you knew to a degree what you were getting in with Coach Prime. They had to be happy to have him. Yes, they beat Nebraska recently. We don't have room to talk trash until this fall, and hopefully we beat them, stomp a mud hole in them, walk them dry on Memorial Stadium, on the turf inside Memorial Stadium. We can't really talk a lot of trash because they've beaten us three times in a row. But we're still way more relevant than Colorado was. So they had to be excited to get Coach Prime because he was going to bring eyeballs, attention, national attention, scrutiny, everything to Colorado. I wonder if they knew they were going to get this. When you've literally got your former players going at your coach and then your starting quarterback going at the former players and then the coach responding to whoever Coach Prime was responding to, I forget who it was at this point, jabbing at other people and then pointing out how great his son is. Like, this is not good. I love that Coach Prime is old school. I love that he's honest. You know, you could argue that other coaches, instead of telling Xavier Smith, "Hey, to get out, it's not going to work here," they could have done jerk-like things like give him 5 a.m. workouts or do other things to him to just make their life hell because they didn't have the guts to tell him to get out. So there's something to be said for being honest and upfront. Something to be said for, I don't know, maybe showing a little bit. Like, Matt Rhule is big on relationships and showing his players that he cares. That's why three people have entered the portal. Three? Which seems like a ton after it was zero for months, which is still dead last in the Big Ten as far as amount of players to enter the transfer portal. We've had the least amount, which is what I mean. You could argue that's first, last, however you want to look at it. We have the least amount of players enter the transfer portal. I mean, I swear to God, Asia has transferred in to Colorado and the rest of Earth has transferred out. I hope that analogy makes sense. Basically, a lot of people are coming and going, unlike any other place in America. It's entertaining. I'm going to keep talking about it because it's entertaining. I know not everybody likes that. It's okay. But I will tell you this. I wonder if the people who hired Coach Prime at Colorado are happy now. I said I was going to tell you something, then I asked a question. Let me ask you this. I wonder if the people at Colorado who hired Coach Prime are happy now. I'd have to imagine they're more happy than unhappy because people are talking about Colorado where they haven't been doing that for about a decade. Colorado had one winning season when they went to the Pac-12 championship in the past decade, and that was it. And that was like 2019, I think. But I wonder if they're happy about all this. All of this is not good. As much of a fan of Deion as I am as a player, as entertained as I am by him as a coach, as much as I consider him to be a celebrity amongst celebrities, all this is not good. It's way too much out there. It's way too much conflict. How are you going to build team unity? How are you going to build camaraderie? How does anybody feel like you're going to have their back if you're Coach Sanders? Other than your sons, does anybody else on that team legit believe you're going to have their back? Travis Hunter, is that it? So what is that, three, four guys? Man, I don't like Colorado football. I can't help but root for Coach Prime. I know that doesn't make any sense. I hope you can distinguish the difference. But this, I wonder how happy the people of Colorado are now that they hired Coach Prime. It's going to be a fun season to watch. Man, I can't wait till they come to Lincoln. Can that please be a night game? Can that please be a night game? Got to come to it hydrated. You know what I mean when I say hydrated, but be safe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the buzz.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.